Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Leroy, the Miami Dolphins. Now that the Washington Commanders have made the conference championship, are now the holder of the longest drought of team without a conference final appearance. 32 seasons going back to 1992. One caveat, the Browns haven't been there since 89, but of course, 3 seasons they were not the Cleveland Browns. They were gone. You remember that. You were there.
But I'm going to just tell you right now, I don't want to be a part of any caveats.
I just wanted to let you know.
Right? So, but the organization won a Super Bowl since then.
That organization did win a Super Bowl, technically.
Right. So, technically, the new Browns should only count since 2000.
I agree. Ergo, the Miami Dolphins, longest conference championship drought.
So,
everybody else has made the conference championship.
Yes.
Other than the Miami Dolphins.
In the
now that the Washington Commanders have made
it. In the 90s and 2000s.
Let me put this in perspective.
Go ahead.
The last time the Miami Dolphins made a conference championship.
Ronald Reagan was president.
Nope, I got one worse. There's three teams that didn't even exist.
No, let me stop. Wait, what's the 92? What was it? 92?
92.
No, I'm wrong.
Houston's never made it.
I'm sorry.
But they've only been around 23 years.
Okay, so Houston, Jacksonville's made it.
Multiple
Carolina's
times.
Made it.
Jets.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowls. Yep.
Jets made it back-to-back in
the list right now.
11.
Yeah, the list right now. Leroy's right. I mean, the new Browns should really only count. They should only be 24 years. But they got their history back. So they count for 32 seasons, but it goes back to 89. They're technically the longest, but it's tied.
89.
The Dolphins.
Guess what happened right after that? I got there, and then we start sucking.
Sorry, man.
I know.
Are you the
mush?
I would like to think I was a mush, but it probably had to do with the 17 guys we had over 35.
Do you want
to
know who's second?
Wait. Second?
Oh, second
wait, wait.
Behind the Dolphins.
Hold on.
I can guess. Hold on.
Hold on.
It ain't the Rams. No.
It's not. Is it the Chargers?
No.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
The Texans.
Nope.
No.
Texans, wait, did they make it? Yes, they did.
No, the Texans have never made it.
Hold on.
23 seasons. There's a team above them.
Hold on.
So it's not the Texans.
The Texans are
it's
third
Buffalo.
Longest, if we're not counting the Browns.
It's not the Saints.
Cowboys.
Isn't it? Oh,
Cowboys.
29 seasons. Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Wow. So basically, here's what I would say about that. The Cowboys acting like they're supposed to be there every year.
They got 5 titles.
But okay.
And they got a star. The star
29
is more,
years.
The star shines more.
There's
than
the people
Dolphin.
In this building that wasn't born.
That's true.
So, okay. So do the Steelers. That don't stop them from wanting to fire their coach. And he has won.
But they have now the longest. We already know they had the longest playoff win drought, 24 years. And now they also have the longest conference championship berth drought with the Commanders making it.
Mm.
That is horrific.
Yep. That's bad, dude. It's bad.
That is shame.
Is that Tua's fault too? Because he wasn't born.
Part of it his fault.
Damn, really?
Part of it.
How's it part of his fault?
He was here for part of it. He's in
that's,
it.
That's
for 5 seasons.
He's responsible for 5.
Yeah.
But you still put you second at 27 years.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
But yes, he is a part at fault, and so is Mike McDaniel.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
His fault too. And Chris Greer. He's probably been here for all of that. How long has he been
Chris
here?
Good. 20. He's been here since like 2000, 2001.
He's been here longer than the Texans have existed.
Yep.
So he owns that too.
Now, does the same thing work? Because you can't do, because Tennessee went to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were yard short.
But what they used to be the Oilers.
No, they took the, but they took the Oilers history. That's why it makes a lot of Oilers, Oilers fans upset because they wear the Oilers jerseys.
Yeah, when they wore those powder blues, like,
who Tennessee did?
Yeah, they wore the powder blues.
Houston people get upset about that.
Yeah, hey, let me tell you, that was
didn't the Titans go their first year in Tennessee or was it their second year?
Huh?
Was it their first or second year that they went?
What do you mean?
When they got to the Tennessee Titans.
It was the first year because it was a trend of, like, if you moved,
like you would make the Super Bowl. You were in the Super Bowl right away?
Yeah, it was like a trend with that.
All I remember is when they first moved to Tennessee, we had to play at Vanderbilt.
Oh.
That was fun.
Jeez.
You guys complain about your stadium. Go to a small SEC college.
Jeez.
And play a football game there.
32 seasons.
32. Wow.
The Commanders.
What was I doing 32 years ago?
You think the Commanders can pull this off?
That was just the second year I was in the league.
What do you feel, though? You think Jaden Daniels, you think that they can pull this off this weekend?
Here's what I think. I think there's a couple of things that they have going for them. One is they're young and dumb. They just balling, right? They just look like they out there freewheeling it. The coach is freewheeling it. They're playing with house money. That's what it looks like. Fourth down, they taking chances down the field. They going for it. They doing whatever. Because guess what? Did you have them on your bingo card that's going this far? I did not. I'm talking about before the season started.
No, definitely not.
Right. So, like,
if a rookie
they can play. We're not you look, we're not expected to be here. We going to play loose and free. And that's the kind of the worst teams to play, you know, fake punts going for it. Why? Well, okay, well, so what?
House money game against a division rival for the conference.
But here's and they beat them once. But here's the deal. It's something about Saquon.
Oh, my God.
Like you.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I can't believe a franchise let him go.
And nobody got fired.
And nobody got fired.
Except
how's
the coach.
How's that crazy? That's,
and we wait. And it wouldn't have been this bad. If we hadn't seen it on television of this guy and the owner telling him.
I hope he doesn't go to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That would hurt me.
What do you think he felt like when he saw, not the first, but the second long?
When he was hitting himself in the head.
Do you think he changed his mind about not firing when he saw Saquon Barkley rush for 80 yards for a touchdown? You think he like called back, you know what, you are fired. See ya.
I would.
I'm sorry.
Like, I'm not talking.
Is that, like, very rarely. Mm-mm-mm. At that job, do you have a moment where it is clearly identifiable that you did something really wrong?
Yep.
Right? You could go through all the other GMs and you could justify a lot of decisions that were made. Right? You could justify Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning or, you know, you could justify it even if it didn't work out. I'm just saying, there were people who could justify it, even if it didn't work out. Eli Manning. Who was Eli Manning? Well, over the Chargers quarterback.
Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
Greg Oden over Kevin Durant.
Right. Okay, what about Jordan? Sam Bowie over Jordan, right? You could justify all these things at the time. But this is the decision that you were on national television. The world could see it in Hard Knocks. And your owner, your boss is saying, this Saquon thing, I'd really hate to see him run. And then 6 months later, you fast forward and Saquon Barkley stabbing himself out of the head in the snow?
Oh, no. You're not even adding the little cherry on top.
What's that?
You decided a year prior, to give Danny Dimes $40 million.
Yep. Yes!
Instead of getting Saquon the money.
How does that guy? What was his name? Shane? John Shane? Joe Shane?
Joe Shane.
Joe Shane.
He must have pictures.
Has he got a job?
He must have pictures.
I don't know.
Has he got a job?
But yeah.
Him and Chris Greer, like, you think they have, like, conference calls on how to keep their jobs? Like, Chris Greer's like, Joe.
The thing is,
you do is you blame it on the coach, and then you keep the gig. He goes, oh, that's good.
Chris Greer and the mistakes and some of the decisions that he has made are not even close to as egregious as that, because his boss didn't come in and suggest we do something else.
All right.
It was rumored. Wasn't it rumored for years, though, that Stephen Ross told the room, draft Lamar Jackson? And they're like, no, Mr. Ross, no.
I mean, in fairness.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that was one of those Dolphins rumors that was kicked around for a while.
In fairness, Daboll's first year, it's when Daniel Jones went crazy and they had to pay him that year. So it was either pay the quarterback or the running back. And most people would say pay the quarterback, even though it was really
pay
the running back.
But here's what you have to understand. Especially with a young quarterback, the one thing that gives him solid ground to stand on is a running game, right? And you made the assumption that what Saquon Barkley was doing, we could do that with anybody. That's the decision that should have you out. That not acknowledging the greatness of Saquon Barkley and allowing him, because you thought you could save money and get that guy anywhere, that's the issue. The issue is not paying Daniel Jones. The issue is what this guy thought of a guy he had in his system that wanted to stay. What he thought of a guy when the owner came in and had questions himself.
Scoffed at him.
This nasty word.
That, right.
You know, it's like she upgraded to a, y'all broke up.
You know
she,
what this is like?
And she upgraded to a tycoon.
Yeah.
And then you got, you're dealing with,
Mm-hmm. Hey, you ready?
Betty from
this is what this is like.
From the diner.
You ever seen that new emu commercial? Limu.
Limu.
Yeah.
Liberty Mutual.
Yeah. When the little emu has a stick and he's walking down the street, he say, nobody's going to believe an emu selling insurance. And then they show him on TV. He goes, that damn bird did it. Right? That's what, like, it's just crazy. Like, it's crazy. I think sometimes we get caught up in what we want the team to look like instead of making the best version of the team we have, right? And so everybody, I want to put my system and I want to put my system. Yeah, man, but look at your players. Like, your job is to get the most out of the players you have in front of you. And so, like, we sitting here and Saquon Barkley, they put so much crap on him his first few years that he covered up the fact that your quarterback couldn't drop back and throw 40 passes. And you went with the quarterback and said, we can get somebody else to do what Saquon Barkley does.
Mm-mm. Take a break. More to come here on the show back after this.
I knew I was going to have to buy a little time. We were in a third and long in the red zone, but we had talked about that exact play. And we just had to Trev had to get over that linebacker, so I had to buy a little bit of time. So I stepped up in the pocket, was able to get enough on it to get in the end zone. And, I mean, that was a big play in the game, and we needed to kind of get in that end zone after that long drive that they had.
That was a great play. I mean, I'll give him that. Still 177 yards. What happened to you, Patrick Mahomes? Used to be the greatest show on turf.
But that's just it. That's and I get in this argument every weekend. Right? And there's a lot of great quarterbacks in the league,
mm-hmm.
but we can't judge how good our quarterback is anymore based on yards. Right? It's based on moments. It's based on.
It's going to be a hard thing for us to ever throw up the Tua leading the league in passing, though.
No, again, it is.
Tough day for the brand.
But here's what I would say to that. That's what this team was built.
Josh Allen won a game throwing for 127 yards. Jalen Hurts won a game throwing for 128 yards.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
But wait.
Remember they said running backs were dead?
But that's where I'm getting to, Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have I told you this?
Patrick Mahomes won a game 177 yards.
Look at all the teams that are left. They all have the same thing in common. They all have none of them separate themselves from one another from this aspect. They all play physical at the line of scrimmage. Okay? They all have run-stopping defensive lines where they can be aggressive on defense, and they have big offensive linemen where they can run the ball and control the clock.
Big.
And so to sit here and talk about your quarterback and say that's why you can't win a Super Bowl, while collectively the four quarterbacks that won, or the three quarterbacks that won, because Jaden Daniels lit it up, the three quarterbacks that won combined for less than 400 yards, you're going to have a hard time explaining to me that that's what you need.
Oh, I can make it easy for you. How about this? All four teams that lost outgained the teams that they lost. Right.
That's crazy.
But go look at the rushing yards.
But look at the rushing yards.
Go, you look at the rushing yards.
They didn't commit turnovers. That's it.
Correct. And so you when people say, well, Josh Allen's great or Patrick Mahomes is great, I'm not disputing that. All right? Lamar Jackson, I'm not disputing that at all. But some would say the reason why Baltimore lost is because the new weapon that they brought in, they didn't use.
Well, that's fair.
Right?
I mean, like, in that situation, do you you're in a two-point conversion, you don't give it to Derrick Henry?
No. I'm not talking about then.
Hmm?
I'm talking about during the course of a game.
Oh, I got you.
Derrick Henry is one of those guys. He's like Saquon, right?
Hmm?
One rush for three, one rush for two, one rush for zero. Boom, 70. Right? That's what happened with the Eagles. And so with Saquon Barkley. So for some reason, Derrick Henry get four or five carries. He had a couple of long runs, but they didn't stay with it. That's how you beat these teams.
D Sizzle says, you know what's dead? Armstead's legs.
That's yeah. Cool. So I would say this. If I built the Miami Dolphins with the same framework of the offense that you want right now, but knowing that when it gets to late November and December, I have the weapons to pound it, then you have a better chance to win. And you want to make it about Tua, but it's not. It really isn't.
Can I tell you somebody who is responsible for all this downfall?
Who?
Liam Eikenberg. And the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, why?
Why the Miami Dolphins decided, hey, you know what? We have to put out a happy birthday brought to you by Bud Light.
Wait.
From
today?
Us to Liam. No, it was a couple days ago.
Oh, God.
It was a couple days ago.
I didn't want him to share the same birthday.
No. I think he's a 19.
And Tommy, son, and Goldie.
It was 2 days ago. Oh, happy birthday, Goldie.
Happy birthday, Goldie.
They wished a happy birthday at Liam Eikenberg on Twitter. Do you think Liam Eikenberg texts the PR department and goes, hey, guys,
leave me alone?
No thanks. Because these are some of the replies that he got on his birthday. F this useless slob. I hope somebody bleeps on his couch.
On his born day. Jeez.
Man's a bona fide terrorist, but happy birthday nonetheless.
You just call the man a terrorist, but you're going to wish him a happy birthday?
This is crazy.
That's messed up, bro.
Why are you still here? Facepalm emoji, facepalm emoji.
On the day of his birthday, want his life to end?
Dude,
but
just goes,
he was living his own life. If the Dolphins had brought any attention to Liam Eikenberg, he would have been fine.
One guy just goes, no.
That's messed up. Yeah, minus one on the Dolphins media, social media's people.
Minus one.
But they don't see, here's the thing.
Sass.
You think the Dolphins.
Yeah, no, you gotta know. No. Yes, you gotta read the room. You gotta read the messages.
They not reading.
At least don't add him. Just put a picture of him.
Leroy, you know who the fans and the media are taking shots at. He might just be, you know what? Liam would have been happy if he got a personal call or email from
just
Mr. Ross.
Cinema edible arrangement.
Right.
Cinema edible arrangement.
He did not need the public to know that today's his born day for them to go crazy like that. That's messed up.
I would have been fine never knowing when Liam Eikenberg was born.
I think everybody else would have been fine. I think Liam would have been fine that nobody knew the day
that his birth. I think Liam would have been fine if they would have said nothing.
Guy says, happy birthday, Liam. In parentheses, stay positive. Don't say that he sucks, but get better at football, please.
At least that's a positive message for his birthday.
That's a positive negative. It's like we broke our even there.
It's better than, like, I wish you didn't exist.
Yeah.
This effing bum has no business being in the NFL, period. Greer traded up for a pile of bleep.
Did you send that one?
Nope.
Okay. Because
did you say enjoy? Was there enjoy your birthday?
Nope. One guy just goes, no, absolutely not.
Somebody did say, happy birthday, just get better at football.
That's nice.
One guy says, y'all know you did this while posting, while not turning off the comments.
They knew what was going on. That's messed up.
One guy says, this is Brett. He goes, what kind of party is he having? I doubt it's a block party.
That's so messed up.
So I could deal with that one, right? It's just a little jokey joke, but it's not attacking the man personally.
One guy goes,
yes, it is. You can't block.
I know, but still, it's not attacking him. Like No.
His job is to block, and he knows he's not having a block. Nah, man, it's funny. It's funny. But one guy stings.
One guy comments, hope you stub your toe, buddy.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Pinky toe or big toe? It matters.
Pinky toe's the worst.
I know one person that didn't wish him a happy birthday.
Tua.
Well, two people I know that happy birthday. Zach Sealer definitely.
No way, dude.
They probably went out drinking together.
Yeah, I would have hit him in the eye. As your birthday gift.
Guy just responds.
Socket for socket.
Guy just goes, F you. Jesus.
Wow. Damn.
One guy said respectfully no.
Oh, at least he was respectful
about
it.
See, we do. We use the I love I think the respectfully is getting some traction.
Right. It's
because you know what it means.
Day
that
ruined already.
About to come.
These are all, by the way, if you're just tuning in, these are all replies to the Dolphins wishing Liam Eichenberg a happy birthday 2 days ago.
Mm-mm. It's just like, mm-mm.
Let me ask you this. His wife, is he married?
I have
his
no idea.
Girl, his significant other didn't even post it on social media. Why would the Dolphins do it?
I don't know.
They wanted this to happen.
Dude, the craziest thing is when you get, like, if you play football, you're going to get that smoke on you at some point. Right? The only thing that saved me was no internet.
One guy says the Miami Dolphins PR department evidently hates Liam Eichenberg.
Jeez. That's what you said.
He's right.
How about Dade South saying that, and then Notre Dame lost the Natty?
Oh, dude.
Hard times.
You think he went to the game?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah, probably. Right? Why wouldn't he?
J-Fig, you think he was on the newsletter?
Point for J-Fig.
Everybody wished this bum an unhappy birthday.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
I mean, I would have to say that you probably already have made your point. You think he's looking at this?
No, I think at that point, I feel like he's deleted social media.
Clearly not. They had time to.
Well, you can still tag. Like I just mean he. I bet he's off the phone.
I'm one of those people, you got to be able to take the good with the bad or whatever. Like, I'm not trying to, but I don't know. How bad could it have gotten when I played?
If you were on Twitter?
Yeah. Oh, that 15-1 season?
Well, no. I'm talking about, listen.
Oh, dude, Gary Anderson.
Let me tell you. I can deal with that.
Do you want to go look at Mark Andrews' Twitter?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Do we need to probably take a break and go?
I'd have to find it, but I'm sure that some of the replies are not kind
question.
To the young man.
Yes.
Here's a question.
Yes.
If they had Twitter at that time, mm-hmm. who would have gotten it worse? Scott Norwood of the Buffalo Bills? Gary Anderson of the Minnesota Vikings? Or Jackie Smith, tight end of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, ooh. See, I remember the Jackie Smith. And you have to understand that at the time, it would have been the equivalent to that happening for the Dolphins against the Jets. It was a heated rivalry. It was like Celtics, Lakers, the Cowboys, and the Steelers. Both teams had the most championships. They were going, like, playing in Super Bowls every other year, right? So, Jackie Smith.
Especially, too, just the vastness of Cowboy fandom.
Yes, but I would say this. It's hard to make that determination because of how many people are on social media now, and you don't know how that would have transpired back then.
But those were two of the biggest teams at the time.
I would say, right. But it's between, so I'm not going to include.
I'm putting Scott Norwood number one, bro.
I'm not going to include as Jackie Smith or Scott Norwood.
You're not going to put Gary Anderson.
Because team, I know it was a 15-1 team, but I'm just saying, Buffalo? The Buffalo Bills, keep in mind, went to four straight Super Bowls?
Yeah, but that was the first one.
Oh, still. You see Buffalo Bills fans, right? They're on the outskirts of New York, so you know what I'm saying. They're still New Yorkers.
They're very sensitive.
Right. Okay. Now,
they're still whining about that one Dolphins loss in the sun.
Look how they booing like Jerry now. Right? Like, there's no decision he can make. That's like, yeah. No, I would say Jackie Smith, Scott Norwood. You know why? Because Scott Norwood's still a kicker. And a lot of people on the team will say, if you put it in the hands of the kicker, that's on you.
We'll take a break. Leroy hands out his game balls and game bums next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to hand out Leroy's game balls and game bums. Leroy, are you ready?
I am.
Recap the long holiday weekend. Who gets your game balls and who gets your game bums for this weekend?
So, my game ball, I can mention all the football. I could even give a little credit to Ohio State. Ugh. But I think the most enjoyable thing I experienced this weekend.
Tall time!
Like, I don't know why I was so excited and why I was so mad at Spo.
I know.
Right?
He's so like...
He earned those minutes. He worked hard for that. He's been 7 foot the whole year, Spo!
He didn't grow! He's not a Chia pet!
How about this, guys? Maybe Spo was like, oh man, this Jimmy situation, it's going to get nasty. I need something.
Maybe.
What is it? You know what? They've been saying this tall time. All right, you know what? Let me give them tall time. Get this Jimmy situation off my back. And look what's happened.
Dude, the fact that like Bam and Kalel have been working behind the scenes, they've been waiting for it. Duncan Robinson afterwards telling Kelly's like, oh, we've been.
Are you serious? They've been saying that?
That's what they said. He's like, we've been working on this behind the scenes.
I didn't know that.
The whole time. That's what they said.
But I love when somebody gets in the game, lights it up, or the team has a big win, right? Spo will come back and say, you know, he earned those minutes, and we saw the progress.
No, my new favorite thing that he does, which drives me insane, is he goes, Heat Nation.
You got to do this. You got to hit the table.
Let us figure this out. Let us coach our team. I'm like, who? Hey, I'm not in the meetings. Nobody's coming into the meetings barging in being like, hey, Spo!
It's all time!
I want to all time! He says, that's Tobin again. He goes, let me play Haywood Highsmith. I'm interrupting him and Chris Quinn having coffee. I'm like that lunatic in the Aaron Rodgers commercials. Rodgers! Spo! Play both 7-footers!
So, my oh no
yeah.
is going to go to the Baltimore Ravens.
And
here's why. When you get in these moments and you're evenly matched and you both have great quarterbacks, the only thing that can get you in trouble is turnovers. You look at that game, as close as it was, you look at the yards, you look at the completions, you look at all that stuff. The one glaring difference is turnovers. And if you win the turnover battle in big games like this, with the opposing quarterback throwing for 120, right, you're probably going to lose. They turn the ball over too much. When you look at Houston, like, it's just, it's something about this time of year where the only thing you have a problem making up for is a turnover. You really, it's hard to make. The change of feel, the, you know, whether you give up a field goal or a touchdown, right? More plays for your defense. The turnovers kill you in big games like this. So, like, it's got, for whatever reason, they're playing in the same conditions too. They seem to protect the football.
Yeah.
And you got to know, like.
You got Lamar after the game.
A sack isn't the worst thing in the world. But that is.
Here's Lamar Jackson.
Can't have that shit. You know, and that's why we lost the game. Because as you can see, we're moving the ball wonderfully. It's hold on to the ball. I'm sorry for my language. This shit annoying. I'm tired of shit.
Man.
Did the beep come after the?
I think he stuck with it. I don't think they called him all of them.
Don't worry, I hit it twice.
All right.
I mean, he said it again.
I'm like, did they get the it?
Excuse my language, but I'm tired of that bleep.
Did it went beep?
Well, if you excuse your language, it means you don't have to bleep it.
Is that like respectfully?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's respectfully.
Or you know, anytime somebody says no disrespect. Buckle up just in case, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know.
Doesn't seem like it's going to work out for Lamar in Baltimore. They should trade him to Miami.
So the thing is that.
So you want but to you,
here's what you have to do.
Lamar?
Here's what you have to do. And this is what being a veteran in the league is.
Hmm?
You have to identify those moments in the game as it's going on and realize that fourth down is not as bad as first down going the other way.
Sure.
And it's hard because as a competitor, you're always trying to make plays. Keep in mind, all these guys are competitors. They mean they're all going to scramble around and try to make a play or whatever. But there has to be a point where you realize, okay, it ain't happening on this drive. Let's just punt it. And that's hard for Lamar to do sometimes. Now, all that could have been made up for if Mark Andrews catches the ball, right? Still no guarantee they're going to win.
No. Yeah, that was the other thing. You know,
don't stop assuming, but I would say this. If you watched that game without the score and the turnovers, you would have thought that Baltimore dominated them.
For sure.
Just based on how they were moving the ball. Now you insert those turnovers, and they all came after substantial drives. Right? Or just, like, there's nothing worse than watching old-ass linebacker running down the field. You knew that Von Miller would have got there.
You can't give that moose, like, extra life. Like, it's...
Right!
We saw that down here week two. Go look at his numbers against the Dolphins week two. We're impressed, but the Dolphins just kept turning the football
right.
over and giving them the easiest field possible.
Exactly. So when you get in these moments, sometimes the hardest thing to be in games like this is aware, right? The simplest of plays to be made are sometimes overlooked. I'm talking about throwing a ball away. That means covering it up with two hands. Like, Mark Andrews, you get in that situation, where the hell are your big ass going to go? Just make sure you secure it. You know, and at the moment, you're not thinking that way. But as a veteran, right, understanding the situation you are in, you have to understand that. So it goes to Baltimore, not because they're not good enough. See, here's one of those situations where he's never won a championship, but we all feel he's good enough to win a championship.
Yep.
And I would say until he gets over that hump, the awareness, Because, right, they don't need Josh Allen to throw for 300 for them to win.
It was the same thing, and the thing with Josh Allen is, like, this was the big crux of him, is he couldn't stop turning the football over.
Right.
And it seems it seems like he's gotten that out of him. Lean on it as much.
Hold on. Lamar Jackson only had 4 picks all year.
Mm-hmm.
So we made that assumption again, right? In times of crises, we revert to our original selves until we have broken that habit.
Man, a deserved game ball and game bum.
Yeah, I hate to give it to him because I tell you what.
I'm a huge fan of him.
I really like Lamar. I like the way he handles himself. I like that coach.
Might just need a new location.
So
are you asking me right now, are you saying right now in the public
yeah.
that you're willing to trade Tua to Baltimore?
And guess what? Can I tell you this? Here, I'll ask you a question.
Yeah.
Same offense, both sides of the ball. So on both teams.
Yeah.
Who would have more success? Oh. Tua in Baltimore or Lamar down here?
Lamar.
No.
No, actually
absolutely
Tua.
Not.
Wrong.
Absolutely. Tua would have a running game.
Let me tell you why. Okay. Because soon as the ground gets frosted, there ain't no Derrick Henry behind.
Doesn't matter. We'd be the one seed. All the games would be
okay.
down here.
Okay. Dude, you're...
They wouldn't go on the road for anything.
Oh, my goodness. Boy. And this is the arguments I get into with people who are just...
How can you say that? He's never won a game when it's below 50.
How can I say that?
You think he would actually succeed in Baltimore?
You think that Lamar Jackson down here in this offense... Mm-hmm. would have more success
one seed
than Tua turning around handing the ball off of Derrick Henry and doing play action?
Absolutely.
No. You're wrong.
Nope. Uh-huh.
You're 100% wrong.
Mm-mm. That's
That is if you don't get killed playing behind Liam Eichenberg.
That's fair.
That is true.
That counts too, though. I said to replace him. I didn't say change the offense. Same offense, same team.
Take Eichenberg out of here.
But Lamar is so fast that he can get away from those holes.
Yeah, okay.
From those pressures.
Okay, so was RG3. Till he got folded up.
But, I mean, come on.
But he's already won MVPs. Like, come on. Don't
okay, that what that got to do? I love the way you guys take and twist a
you
question.
You really think, like, do you think Tua would have won playoff games if he's in Baltimore already?
Yeah.
Nah, no way.
Why not? Because the team is built. Wait. When what is needed up there is 150 yards passing?
He can't improvise, though. Like, once it gets into a little bit
he
of razzle.
He wouldn't have to.
Okay, sure he wouldn't.
You know what, Leroy, the more I think about it, no. The offense, they would have to get a right or coordinator for that, for Tua. The same way they got the right coordinator
for Lamar. Here's the thing you're overlooking, though. That offense would become more of a timing offense, right? It wouldn't have to be improvised because there'll be quicker decisions being made, and he has that moves behind it.
But Leroy, aren't we seeing that improvisation has become very important in this league?
Yes, but that's for quarterbacks that hold the ball a very long time, which ends up sometimes
it's not going to work out perfectly for him.
Exactly. But then sometimes because you do that, you have fumbles.
One seed.
All right.
I think if you did the switch – Dolphins offense will look better than the Ravens. Because you got to understand that Ravens offense is also predicated to Lamar running the ball. And so
I understand. Believe me, I get that. I'm not.
I can see.
But Lamar becomes less effective when you don't have a whole defense trying to stop Derrick Henry.
But they would have the Cheetah and the Waddle.
Okay.
And A-chan.
Okay.
That's a lot of speed.
Okay. They say, Waddle said, so we changed the offense for Tua. No. Listen, here's the deal. Every offense is built on timing. There is no offense that is designed to have the quarterback sit back there and go make a play, right?
Sure.
It just happens that way.
Andy Reid in Kansas City.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just telling you that when you put an offense, every offense that I've been in, right, it's, hey, read this guy, look at that, boom, 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 timing, accuracy. Some quarterbacks are uncomfortable with certain throws, and that's why they hold the ball, right? So, like, in a timing offense, Tua can flourish in that thing. He will have weapons, too, on Baltimore's team.
You're crazy, dude. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
When it hits November, he's going to be like, he's going to be able to not play home games.
Okay. Let's be clear. I am not saying that Tua is better than Lamar. You missed the whole exercise here. That's not what I'm saying at all. Oh, my God. All right, move on.
I don't want you mad at me
because here's what I'm telling you. You don't like the whole system, the whole way that Baltimore Ravens team is built.
Yeah.
Is built around success this time of year.
That's fine.
The Dolphins are not.
Yeah, but
so if I change the quarterback and just change the quarterback, the Baltimore Ravens could still have success based on how they're built. Okay, if I change the quarterback down here, soon as it gets cold and you have to play a more physical style of football, this team isn't built for that. So for
but
you
he's
to just
better built for that than Tua is. He is because he's
he a, is, but who you got behind you?
I understand, but he's well. First of all, it's not like he has a bum behind him. Like Devon Achane was arguably their best offensive player this
and
year.
Leroy, too, and Leroy too. All right, and Leroy, hold on, Leroy.
Never mind. Vlad.
No. Look, hold on. Derrick Henry is a very, very important factor, but he did win two MVPs without them.
Yes, I'm not.
So
okay. And what was their biggest problem with why they said before this year Lamar couldn't get over the hump because they didn't have a reliable run game or a running back?
I mean, what happened this year?
Yeah, they turned it over. Like Leroy, if you asked 30 GMs, you could start a team with Tua or you could start a team with Lamar Jackson.
No, but I'm not asking that. I would say Lamar too.
Okay.
You like why are you making the question not what I'm asking?
Daddy loves
Please,
you guys.
Let's just I can't. Like it I you know what? I hate having trying to have like smart conversations. Just go ahead. You missed the whole point.
No, I didn't miss the whole point.
I'm saying the Dolphins can't win based on how they're currently constructed.
Right.
You guys make it about because of the quarterback they have. And I'm like, no, I don't care who the quarterback is. If you can't run the football in December and January and be physical up front, you're not going to win. This team isn't built that way. So you can put whatever quarterback you want in the backfield. It's not going to matter. The way this team is built, they can't play like all the other teams that are left in the NFL. They can't.
Okay.
Idiots.
Jesus Christ.
Back after this.
Daddy loves you guys.